see your family.
Okay.
Right? That way you don't have to run. I need you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The Board of Appeals is now in session. No minutes tonight. First time in a long time. The first matter tonight is a 496-1 Justin Severn for Sprint. After requesting a special exception, a 496. You want to introduce the comment?
Sure. This is a public meeting on Board of Appeals, case A496-1. No public hearing is required for an amendment to special exception. At the present time, there are 8 exhibits in the record files. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the files. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration Office during regular business hours at City Hall or on the City's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibits should be noted prior to the closing of the records. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests an amendment to special exception A496 to permit replacement of 3 panel antennas on Pepco Tower 736473-0926, located west of Prince Orchard Road in the Pepco right-of-way. Property is located in the RA low-density residential zone. Special exception is allowed by Section 24-2511 of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, in compliance with Section 24-167A(d)(2), subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And Mr. James Michael is here to represent Sprint, and I'll turn it over to him.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Board. For the record, Jim Michael of Jackson and Campbell for the applicant Sprint. With me tonight is Justin Severson, who was with before you all last month on the other application amendment we had before you. If we can initially, Mr. Chairman, just swear Mr. Severson in, and then I have some preliminary statements I'd like to make. Justin.
You solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. I do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I assume, but I want to be sure that the record from the initial special exception case is a part of this record. And if it's not, I would so move as it being a matter of a public record, it is admissible into evidence. So that being because the design is there, all the testimony, the exhibits associated with initial approval, we would submit into the record. Part of the reason for that, I'll make a proffer, is that Mr. Severson's testimony would be that there's been no material change in the facts and circumstances surrounding that original application, but for our effort this evening to substitute some antennas.
Caroline, you can add that as another. Can we do that?
Yeah, well, because it's an amendment to that special exception, that they'll be included. I mean, they're included by reference, and the resolution for that is included in one of the exhibits tonight.
But apparently, Mr. Michael is one of the factual statements.
We can add all of those exhibits in as...
Well, they incorporate by reference. If they don't physically need to be, as a matter of the public record. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted the board to be aware that there hadn't been a material change in circumstances since the original site was approved, and we're only here this evening because of the Sprint's desire to take down the original 3 antennas and substitute some that are somewhat larger. Justin, why don't you... has Mr. Severson been sworn in, Mr. Chairman, yet? Okay. Would you state your name for the record, please?
Justin Severson.
And where do you reside?
I reside in Edgewater, Maryland.
Okay. By whom are you employed?
I'm employed by Network Building and Consulting.
And as part of that employment, do you have duties with respect to this pending application?
Yes, I'm working on a Sprint project in the Baltimore-Washington market.
All right. And would you describe that project for Sprint in the Washington-Baltimore market? What does it entail?
Sure, this is the Sprint Network Vision build-out, and in the Baltimore-Washington market and in other markets up and down the East Coast, Sprint is updating their infrastructure, removing and replacing antennas at existing sites, replacing with a dual-band antenna to keep up with the demand for data usage.
Okay. Is the application before the board tonight similar to other applications on which you are working in this market?
Yes, this application is very similar to the application that was before the board last month when I testified, and also similar to numerous applications on filing in Baltimore-Washington market.
Okay. Would you say those sites you're working on exceed 100 sites?
My caseload in the Baltimore-Washington market is somewhere in the area of 350 sites.
Okay. And do they does your work entail doing substantially the same effort as being sought today? That is the replacement of three antennas for three new antennas with multi-band capability.
Yes, it's a very similar scope of work for each site.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer an exhibit to each of you and the board members. I've provided a copy. I wanted to have this, but I didn't have the last, more of a technical explanation by an engineer. The key statement I wish, well, let me just, I'll let each of you get a minute.
Can I just interrupt for a minute? This will be exhibit number 9 for the record.
Mr. Severson, you see the exhibit I've handed to you, which has been identified as exhibit number 9?
Yes, sir.
And
maybe just have a moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can get that one. You can get that one. I want it all 5 board members.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the key paragraph that I wanted you all to have before you is paragraph number 6, which explains why these antennas are being brought in. They are multi-band antennas, which are providing the capabilities not only of reliable voice communications, but in today's world of even more importance is the data communication capability, the access to the internet. In that context, I would like to point out to the importance of this for that very reason. I was affected, as I suspect some members of the board were, by the storm which occurred last month. Thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands of people, could not access the internet because their power was down. They couldn't get on their computer. There were complaints. I watched television when it eventually came on after the fact. However, if you had a smartphone, you could access the internet. You could have contacted your utility. You could have at least looked on the utility's website and could have determined, those websites are pretty darn good, where the outages were occur, and even more information. What I heard from the public by watching television after the fact were the extreme unhappiness about what was perceived the lack of information available. Well, the reason for that was you didn't have a means of communication. By allowing Sprint to move forward with this application, as well as the other that was before you the month before and the one soon to come after this, it will mean those Sprint subscribers in this market, and it's not just this site and others, will be able to communicate if they have a smartphone. And believe me, thousands do. I mean, Sprint now just employed the iPhone, the Apple iPhone. They've been having the other Android devices and the like. So from a public interest standpoint, from the terms of serving the community, it's terribly important that this application move forward, because I know I was lucky. I was only affected by 18 hours. But I feel for those folks that were out of it for days. So in terms of the public interest, Mr. Chairman, members of the board being served by this application, there's no doubt in my mind that public interest will be served. And as the application before you sets forth, the only thing that Sprint's looking to do is take down the three antennas, which are 53 inches in length by about the same width. I think they're about 13 inches in width. Slightly, I think the ones being replaced are slightly narrow in width, with one longer by about a foot, 72 inches. And these are panel antennas. We submit that the impact is de minimis, and when balanced against the service that would be provided by this facility, it's in my humble opinion clear that the public interest and that this application should be received favorable attention by the board. A couple other things, Mr. Chairman. I think I wanted you to be aware of what Mr. Severson was talking about the this is a long standing project of Sprint, not just in this market but nationwide. I just have one copy of it, but what I wanted the board to have this article that appeared in RCR Wireless, which was dated about a month ago, I believe, and it talked about how Sprint Nextel finally entered the light LTE race with the launch this morning of commercial services across portions of, unfortunately, five other cities: Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, and San Antonio. Unfortunately, it doesn't include this market because we have so many sites yet to deploy, but I wanted the board to have this information to show that the undertaking that Sprint is moving forward with is not just in this market, but it's a nationwide net. So what we're looking to do here this evening is not just in the Maryland suburbs, but all across the United States where Sprint has a network. And I wish to God, and maybe for Mr. Severinson's sake, that you could deploy the LTE network in this market. But there's a lot more work to be done to get these sites up and running and coordinated. A couple other things that I think is germane. When you talk about the smartphone, there's another article, June 29th, Pyramid Research. LTE handset sales in North America are expected to reach 178 million in 2017. So those of us now are just talking on the phone. I mean, we're going to be in the minority. And if we're going to, the industry is going to service the smartphone usage, these dipole, multipolar antennas need to be deployed. I don't know that the chairman needs to see that. I wanted to read that in the record about the extreme expansiveness of the smartphone market and what it means to the public. Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions. We believe what the record established in the original case, the submission that Mr. Severson has made, the exhibit we brought before, the importance of the LTE, and the de minimis change in the site from 3 to 4 foot antennas warrants approval of this amendment in the wisdom of the board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Before we see if there's any questions,
That last exhibit will be 10. Exhibit number 10.
Questions for either witness or counsel?
Yeah, just a clarification, which I probably don't really need. At the end of the day, this site is going to have one less equipment cabinet, as I understand from the application.
I believe that's correct. There were three, and you were replacing it with two on the ground on the existing, behind the existing.
Yeah, retrofitting one, removing another.
President, remove one equipment cabinet and retrofit one equipment cabinet. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We're on the same wavelength tonight. This is a
good one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So I guess we need a motion to close the record first.
Will we close the record on this matter?
Second.
Aye.
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 Do we need a discussion? I think we go ahead with the motion. You don't get a chance to offer, so
I'd be happy to proffer a motion, Mr. Chairman. I move following resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 19th day of July, 2012, the case A4961, the petition of Network Building and Consulting LLC representing Sprint, requesting an amendment to special exception A496 be approved with the following conditions. One, installation of antennas must be completed by July 19th, 2014. Two, if the installation is not complete by July 19th, 2014, the petitioner must request a time extension in writing prior to July 19th, 2014, in each subsequent year thereafter until such time as the installation is complete. And three, at such time as Sprint ceases to operate, the antennas, cabinets, and associated equipment shall be removed by the petitioner.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
A487B, just and severed for Sprint. Applicants requesting an amendment to special exception A487A. And with the replacement of three panel antennas on the existing facility. Would you care to introduce it, Norma?
Sure. This is a public meeting on Board of Appeals case A487B. It amends A487A. No public hearing is required for an amendment to special exception. At the present time, there are 9 exhibits in the record files. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the files. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall or on the City's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests an amendment to special exception A487A to permit replacement of three panel antennas on the existing rooftop telecommunications facility at 9751 Washingtonian Boulevard, the Gaithersburg Marriott in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the MXD mixed-use development zone. Special exception is allowed by Section 24-160D3 of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, in compliance with Section 24-167A-D2, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals.
Good evening,
and again, it's Mr. Michael is here representing Sprint.
Thank you, Carolyn. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, member of the board. For the record, Jim Michael Jackson and Campbell for the applicant, Sprint. Again, with me is Justin Severson. With the board's permission, we could swear him in.
Right. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't know if the board would like me to just incorporate by reference the remarks, sort of the general remarks about the network upgrade that's going on here from the prior case in order to speed things along.
I'm not sure we can do that.
Happy to do it again. I'll be brief, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Again, this application has to do with substituting antennas similar to what had been done in the prior case earlier this evening as well as last month. Sprint's embarking on a nationwide effort to upgrade their networks in order to provide LTE services, which to the layman are more referenced or known as 4G services, with faster speeds, internet access, data capabilities, and the like. Mr. Severson, for the record, state your name and address again, please.
Justin Severson, 3626 2nd Avenue, Edgewater, Maryland.
By whom are you employed?
I work for Network Building and Consulting.
And what is your job at Network Building and Consulting as it relates to this project, this application?
I'm a zoning manager on the Sprint Network Vision project.
And what is that? What is the Sprint Network Vision project?
The Sprint Network Vision project is an LTE upgrade that's occurring nationwide.
Right. Does that include the Washington-Baltimore market, including the jurisdiction of Gaithersburg?
It does.
Okay. And in the Washington-Baltimore market, approximately how many upgraded cases are you working on?
In these two markets, I'm working on about 350 sites.
Okay. And do those sites involve the substitution of antennas similar to what is being proposed by this application amendment?
Yes. The scope of work project-wide is very similar. Remove and replace three antennas and one or two equipment cabinets.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I've got an affidavit which I have, Mr. Severson. This is the same affidavit that I provided in the same case with a different address. Mr. Severson, you see the, I guess that'll be exhibit number what?
That'll be exhibit number 10.
Number 10. Mr. Severson, you see that exhibit number 10?
Yes, sir.
You read through it?
Yes, sir.
And the statements are in, best of your knowledge, are true and accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would like to move that exhibit into evidence, Mr. Chairman. Number 10, this exhibit into evidence.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. As I mentioned in the earlier case, Mr. Severson, isn't really the guts of what you're being proposed here reflected in that one paragraph, number?
Paragraph six.
Six.
Yes, sir.
And it's substantially the same as you testified in the earlier case.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and in this particular case, it's a little bit more unusual because in as to one of the antenna sectors, you will be sharing an antenna mast with another carrier, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, who's that other carrier?
That other carrier is T-Mobile.
And so your LTE multi-band antenna will be located at the top of the mast?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? And it is proposed that T-Mobile's antenna would go below your antenna?
That's correct.
Okay, so you're sharing a mast in this particular case.
Yes.
And then you will take down a set of antennas in the other sectors, as called, where you have a location and T-Mobile has a different location.
That's
and,
right.
And,
that's,
and
correct.
That's all reflected in the drawings, which are part of the record.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so as far as this earlier site's been up there for quite some time, if there, to your knowledge, has there been any change in circumstances from the original application?
No.
Okay. There was an amendment, I believe, in 2006, and that's reflected in the record as well. Mr. Chairman, again, with respect to this application, I would relay the same comments that this site, once it becomes on air and integrated in the network, will have the capability of providing 4G services to the immediate area and the area covered by the existing sites. As I mentioned in the comment, as a matter of public interest, it's terribly important that the public users of smartphones, including those in the Sprint network, have the ability to access the internet in order to gain information as may be needed or required due to a variety of circumstances, be it everyday things of work and play and the like, but of equally more importance if there are natural disasters or events which the public really demand that there be access to information. This one's even, I guess, somewhat stronger than the earlier one, Mr. Chairman. This happens to be 120 feet up in the air on a commercial hotel near heavily trafficked roads, and so its visibility from this swapping out from a 3 foot, from a 53-inch antenna, panel antenna, rectangular antenna to one that's 72, will even be less visible. And I dare say drivers shouldn't be looking up at the roof of this building. They should be looking at the road, and I suspect it's probably too high for a lot of folks to pay attention to as well. And so, Mr. Chairman, as I did with the other case, I believe this application satisfies your criteria, has minimal visual impact, and without doubt, in my humble opinion, serves the public interest by creating enhanced capabilities to communicate, to access the internet, and to carry on everyone's lives with as least problem or inconvenience as can be had. Thank you for your time.
Any questions?
Yeah, just one. As proposed, you talk about you're sharing with a T-Mobile antenna, but it's only on one of the towers, correct? And all the rest are essentially going to be
separate.
They're just separate,
different
just
location.
Replacing the other. Okay. Just want to make sure I have that correct.
Yes, sir.
Having no questions, entertain a motion to close the record.
Move that we close the record.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Does anyone have discussion? Should we move right to a motion?
Make a motion that now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 19th day of July 2012 that case A487B, the petition of Network Building and Consulting LLC representing Sprint, requesting an amendment to special exception A487B be approved with the following conditions. One, installation of antennas must be completed by July 19, 2014. Two, if the installation is not complete by July 19, 2014, the petitioner must request a time extension in writing prior to July 19, 2014, and each subsequent year thereafter until such time as the installation is complete. And three, at such time as Sprint ceases to operate, the antennas, cabinets, and associated equipment shall be removed by the petitioner.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
A521A, John Moore for T-Mobile Northeast LLC, requesting an amendment to special exception A521 to permit the replacement of six panel antennas and one equipment cabinet. Can you introduce it, Caroline?
Sure. This is a public meeting on Board of Appeals case A521A. It amends A521. No public hearing is required for an amendment to special exception. At the present time, there are 10 exhibits in the record files. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the files. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall or on the City's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests an amendment to special exception A521 to permit replacement of six panel antennas and one equipment cabinet on the existing rooftop telecommunications facility at 9751 Washingtonian Boulevard, Gaithersburg Marriott, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the MXD mixed-use development zone. Special exception is allowed by Section 24-160D3 of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, in compliance with Section 24-167A-D2, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And Ms. Tracy Anderson is here representing the applicant.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Tracy Anderson, and I am the attorney for T-Mobile on this special exception amendment case.
And with me tonight is John Moore, who is the agent for T-Mobile that has been worked on the original special exception and is now working on the amendment as well. I believe we both need to be sworn in, so I need to do that before.
Do some swearing. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you are about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please proceed.
Great. This is very much in conjunction with the applications for amendments that you just heard from Mr. Michaels. Basically, similar to other carriers, T-Mobile is having to do a nationwide upgrade for the purposes of LTE, 3G, and 4G services. Mr. Michaels gave you some examples of articles written about the increase in smartphone usage, If you look at a graph of what people are doing, you can see a linear graph of voice usage, and it's essentially a horizontal line at this point. The graph that depicts the data usage on AT&T's network, it has a steeper slope and is a drastic increase. Just to give you an idea, the average smartphone user is approximated to use 10 times more data traffic than the non-smartphone user. Between 2007 and 2010 alone, specific to AT&T's network, the data volume increased by 8,000%. So we are no longer simply just picking up the phone and making a call, as Mr. Michaels referenced, but we are now emailing and sending pictures, which requires a larger bandwidth and more powerful antennas, which is motivating all the carriers, in this case T-Mobile, to come back out to sites where they already have equipment and antennas and make them more powerful so that we can accommodate the customer base. Those statistics, by the way, from CTIA, which is the Wireless Association. But this specific proposal, we are asking to amend our original application to allow for essentially a one-for-one replacement of the existing six antennas that are located on the rooftop there. Additionally, though, in the agenda, I believe it was noted that there's only one cabinet. Just to be clear, there are two existing cabinets that house the equipment for the six antennas. One will be replaced of equal size, and the other one will be removed and replaced with a slightly smaller cabinet that will house the battery for the antennas. You've also heard that Sprint and T-Mobile share, I believe it's Sector B for two of their antennas, and we have been asked by staff to confirm that the site plans and design are complementary to each other, so of course that they will work. And then finally, I believe you received a letter dated May 16th of this year from Entrix, our engineers, which verified that the existing structural support on the rooftop will accommodate the new antennas, that they will be of lesser or equal weight to the antennas currently there, and they are fairly similar in size. At this point, I would ask Mr. Moore to supplement by just adding to what I said about the need in this particular location. Has T-Mobile seen a need increase due to smartphone increases and data usage?
Absolutely. In this market, T-Mobile is embarked on. Well, I believe it's over 1,000 sites that we are working to upgrade, replace the antennas, again, to handle the higher demands. These antennas are more efficient. They operate with fiber optic cable and fiber optic lines, so they provide more efficient use of the federal spectrum that we have. So again, over 1,000. In the DC Baltimore market, I believe there's well over 200 sites in Montgomery County that have been already approved by the Montgomery County Tower Committee. So we're all over DC, Prince George's, the whole market.
And as far as the extent of the changes that will be made to the existing facility, both in location, I believe they're on an L-shaped penthouse support structure. Is that correct?
The equipment cabinets?
Mm-hmm.
Currently there's two full-size equipment cabinets there, and again we'll be replacing them with the latest model that similar in size, in fact identical in size. The one cabinet is, it just has more advanced electronics on the inside, and then the second cabinet will be removed. It's a more out-of-date model, and it'll be replaced with a site support cabinet that houses battery equipment, telephone conversion, fiber equipment, et cetera, et cetera. It's roughly half the size of the current cabinet. So a one-for-one size replacement on the one cabinet. And again, we'll be actually diminishing our footprint on the equipment.
And the panel antennas, the six panel antennas, will be going back up in the same locations that they currently
exist. Same locations. They're only about 2.5 inches longer than the current antennas. Just to clarify, they are actually heavier than the current heavy antennas, but part of that is because they have the integrated remote radio units in the antennas. Basically, some of the cabinet hardware goes to the antenna. It's the reason why it's more efficient. We're able to, there's less signal loss between the cabinets and the antennas, so therefore, again, it's an improved product for improved service to our customers, improved public safety, et cetera, et cetera.
But the engineers and techs have confirmed that the existing structural support will be sufficient for these new antennas.
Absolutely true. Okay. And we had the architectural engineers for both T-Mobile and Sprint examined one another's plans, because in particular there was concern over the sector that was shared. And they both each confirmed that there wouldn't be a problem. There was enough room and enough adequate structural support for both T-Mobile's and Sprint's antennas on that sector. And then obviously throughout the six antenna mounts were all adequate for replacing T-Mobile's antennas.
With that, I wouldn't take up any more of your time this evening, but I'd be available for questions if you have any.
Well, I have another question for Mr. Moore before anyone else answers. Since Ms. Anderson in her presentation presented a fair amount of factual information, do you agree with all the factual information she provided?
I would have to. I know some of the factual information pertained to AT&T's network, which I'm not privy to, but certainly in general, the expressions about the demand for growth across the carriers, or the demand for the services across all the carriers, is well documented. And I think you've seen here in Gaithersburg and throughout this region the AT&T's, Verizon's, Sprint's, all the folks, all the companies that provide this kind of service are coming in and constantly wanting to keep the latest equipment and have installed the latest and most efficient equipment so that they can provide the best customer service, for their customers, and also to be able to provide public safety in times of outages, to give people the products that they use for not only recreation, but also for contacting, their family and friends in difficult circumstances, so.
Sam, typically we don't swear in attorneys, but
yep.
We have factual information
mm-hmm.
that you've reported that isn't backed up. I'd like to.
Sure, and I can absolutely. I can.
Okay. You don't have to repeat what you said. All you
yeah.
have to do is say, what I said is
yes.
correct.
Yes, and what I say that said is correct. I can submit a supplemental exhibit if staff requires.
Think that'd be necessary.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear and affirm that the penalties of perjury, that the testimony you have given in this matter was the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Any questions? Oh, we need to close the record.
Move
these questions first.
Move we close the record.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, record's closed. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to clarify that a statement that was made initially that staff has requested that the diagrams are somewhere within the application show reflect the shared that shared sector, because I didn't see it in the
in fact the one that is up on the screen you can see I can zoom in on it
That double antenna is the shared one?
Yeah, right. This is the T-Mobile on the bottom.
Okay.
And it's shared at the moment, actually, and they're both replacing their antennas. So where it says existing Sprint antenna, I think this this document, that doesn't reflect the new Sprint antenna. It reflects the, because they're being done concurrently.
They will
continue to share that one. And there was a similar exhibit on the Sprint application.
Yeah, the Sprint application is a little clearer.
Okay.
That's it.
Any other questions?
I'd like to make a motion that the board accept the following resolution. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 19th day of July 2012, that case A521A, the petition of John Moore for T-Mobile Northeast LLC, requesting an amendment to special exception A521, be approved with the following conditions. One, at such time as T-Mobile Northeast LLC ceases to use this facility, the antennas, cabinets, and associated equipment shall be removed by the petitioner at the petitioner's expense. Two, antennas mounted to the penthouse wall shall be colored to match the existing wall. Three, installation of antennas and associated equipment must be completed by July 19, 2014. And four, if the installation is not complete by July 19, 2014, the petitioner must request a time extension in writing prior to July 19, 2014, in each subsequent year thereafter until such time as the installation is complete.
Before there's a second, I'm just wondering if we need a clarification, because apparently there will be two antennas of two different companies on a single pole.
Right.
I don't hear the words. I guess they can just remove the antenna, not the pole.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, hang on.
Wouldn't the pole qualify as associated equipment? So the last antenna in use,
would
be required to remove that quote unquote associated equipment.
Sure. Right. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass this 5-0. Natalie, that's all the business we have tonight.
That is all the business. I do have one thing to discuss. We could probably adjourn and then discuss
okay.
It. It doesn't need to be on the record.
Motion to adjourn.
Move we adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.